Track 17.
The airport has three terminals which are joined together to form one large building shaped rather like a crescent. If you're coming from the city by car, you'll see a big cargo building on your left as you approach the airport, and then the car park is a rectangular building beyond this. You can park your car there and then make your way back into the terminals using the pedestrian walkway. For those who arrive from the city by bus, there are two bus stops at the airport. If you are flying to a city within Australia, you should get off at the first bus stop opposite the first building on your right. This is the domestic terminal, where all the flights to the major cities within Australia leave from. If you are going overseas, you will need to go to the international terminal, which is in the centre of the complex, so get off at the next bus stop. This terminal has a long, narrow concourse leading down to the departure gates. When you walk into the international terminal through the main entrance, you'll find yourself in a large hall where you check in for your flight. The toilets are on the left side of the concourse, and there are lifts leading up to the next floor on the right. You'll find a variety of restaurants and bars on the first floor, and shops selling clothes and souvenirs. But remember, there are strict hand luggage limitations, so don't buy more than you can carry in one bag. If you are flying to one of the small country towns, you will need to go to the regional terminal at the north end of the airport. Facilities are limited in this terminal, but there is a small cafe where you can buy sandwiches and wait for your flight. To hear this information again, press 1 on your keypad.